That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. Jock Riddles from the Jock Riddles Fantasy Football Podcast here. Two byes gone, one to go. It's been a tumultuous bloody bye period for many, and there's plenty out there in the community tonight who are right down on their luck. Need a bit of a pep up. But we're here, aren't we, Higo?
Agreed, Jock.
To say to our beloved community to hold on, aren't we?
I bloody hold on. I forget to bloody check team, not try for me.
That's unbelievable, crouching one, in all of your wisdom for that to happen. But look, as a community now, with this one bye to go, there's opportunities to go, and you just have to hold on to what you've got, because it doesn't make a difference if I'm naked or not, because we've got this podcast and you can't see me at all.
I see it's more excitement you got.
You're more than halfway there.
Oh, come on, Hig. I'm sitting on a bloody cold chair.
I say, lads.
Enough of this business.
This nonsense. We need talk business.
Come on, community. We're halfway there. We're living on more than a bloody prayer.
We have each other, Jock.
Well, that's enough for me. And that's enough for you, crouching, isn't it, son?
Welcome, Mr. Jock.
The second boy has come and gone. Thank bloody goodness for that, gentlemen.
Agreed, Jock. Those that have been preparing for the Monster Midfield Round 13 bye will be duly rewarded in their rankings and league wins. Name some names, Jock. Who will be missing this week?
Plenty, but we got Dangerfield, Watson, Gibbs, Ryder, Cruiser, Shaw. Who else we got missing this week?
The bloody clock, Jagabomb O'Meara.
Yeah, plenty.
Heath, bloody Scotland.
So what we've got is plenty of people who need to upgrade some players, and people who are looking for players who, of course, had their buy. Now we've got bloody two-thirds of the competition to select from, gentlemen. So plenty of questions in particular this week off the Facebook with regards to our defences, gentlemen.
Yes, significant, Jock. The number one strategy which many take is to have a full premium team post-bye rounds. And Michael Timms off the Facebook is wondering if Garrick Ibbotson from Fremantle would be a genuine defensive option, Jock. Please discuss.
Yeah, look, he's a good young kid from over in Perth there, young Garrick.
I just think something, Mr. Jock.
What's that, son?
Garrick Ibbotson.
Oh, another one of children.
So now we have Kanye Mitchelson and Barry Mitchelson. This is significant. You say me some statistics.
Yes. Scored a 137, has averaged 110 over the last five. Priced at approximately 493 would be quite a good option. Thinking more of the get out of defence man than Duffield. Yes. And thinking that him, even Michael Johnson now, Frio, in their infinite wisdom, have set up a defensive structure allowing more than one key get-out man.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that could explain some of the fluctuations we're seeing.
You say this again, I kill you.
Say what, mate?
You say fluctuation.
Well, there's lots of fluctuations because, look, Paul Duffield's been a bit up and down. He scored 71 over the weekend.
I do not understand your fancy talk.
He's going up and down, you know. Up and down, fluctuating, up and down, mate.
Sorry, Mr. Jock.
No, you're all right, mate. You're in a funny bloody mood. I don't know what's into you today, son.
Bloody Richmond Football Club, Mr.
Jock. You bloody beauty, Richmond.
Play finals.
Good on you, Tigers. But look, Garrick Ibbotson there. Didn't play footy till he was 14. He was a soccer player, just like his old dad, Harry Ibbotson, over there. As you say, he's averaged 110 in his last five. Came and played his first game, round five, this season. Since then, been very consistent. Hasn't really scored under 79. Scores of 83, 94, 142, 82, 112, 79 and now 137. So at 490 he needs to at least be considered this year. However, I haven't seen enough from him over a long period of time. And also knowing Roscoe Lyon and the way he just dices with these players, I wouldn't be confident bringing him into my team. However, I'm much more confident with the Grant Birchall man.
Agreed, Jock. Yes. 105 on the weekend, still priced at 421,
Jeez,
with a break even now of around 22.
You know, what made me the happiest about him was observing him break a bloody tag. Dennis Armfield ran with him. I think he's gone to school and he's learnt how to deal with a bloody hard tag. He's very well rested as well. He played round 8, had a rest round 9. Played round 10, had a bye. Now he's come out, he'll be fresh as a bloody daisy. He's gone to school on beating the bloody taggers and he's cheap as bloody chips, isn't he?
Very cheap. I have an interesting problem, you, Mr. Jock.
What's that, son?
The chosen one, Blandon Ellis. He won 27 score. He 459 for bloody 60,000.
We can't ignore him anymore, mate.
And Nick Floston.
Gee whiz.
He 426. I say you this.
Yeah.
This man not keeper.
No.
You bloody get cash.
You chop him, you reckon?
Yes.
What do you see in the kid? Do you see him able to come home averaging sort of over 90, the Floston boy?
No, Mr. Jock. Mm. I think you're bloody take money and run. Same like this song. This bloody key game strategy, Mr. Jock. Floston make bloody 270,000. You not keeper. You take bloody money and run.
You're bloody spot on when you say it's a key.
Excellent.
Absolutely. When you say it's a key game strategy, I think you're bloody spot on. Knowing when the best time is to trade these rookies, even when they tempt you, when they say, hello, I'm a young fellow and I'm going to come home like a bloody silver Brumby horse, you've got to know when the right time is to chop them.
Yes, Jock. The challenging conundrum is, would Brandon Ellis, averaging 119 over his last five, is he a premium keeper?
Well, gee, let's have a look. Since that change in role, of course, after round 4, his scores 134, 82, 103, 149 then, an extended break. Now, I'm concerned about that break. For someone who's emerged so recently, who's also had, what was he? He had a bit of an injury or something.
He had bloody hamstring. He not keeper. You take bloody money and you bloody
take,
run.
You come on, take your money and run. Choo, choo, choo. I like that bloody train bit.
Yes.
It's uplifting and it's wonderful. You're hanging on, that's Wayno's ringtone.
Wayno.
Is that you, Wayno? Are you there, son?
Dave, fellas, how's it going?
Bloody good, mate. Bloody great to hear from you. How's your week been?
These bloody bye rounds are killing me, fellas. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
But Wayno, as we said in the intro, mate, we're halfway there.
Yes, one must remain resilient, Wayno. Hang in there, young man.
Absolutely, mate. Now, Wayno, you were in here with the production staff during the week to lay down some more introductions because the community absolutely bloody loved your intro last week, mate.
I've got the bug, I really want to record. Like one day I reckon I want to record my own single.
Yeah.
That I reckon will go number one day. But I cannot believe you know Angus Young, Uncle Doc.
Yeah, known him for many, many years. Sort of mentored him through the music scene earlier on. Look, should we get what the bloody community want and that's your hot tip of the week?
Yes, let's let it rip.
Because it's Wayno's hot tip. It's dynamite. Wayno's hot tip. Oh, he'll get it right. Wayno's hot tip on the Jock Reynolds Show. Wayno's hot tip. I'm ready to explode. Take it away, Angus.
What do you reckon, fellas?
That was marvellous.
You hit every bloody knot. You're very good.
You're a hell of a young talent, mate. If there was a bloody rising star for, you know, podcast performances, mate, you'd have it. You'd have it in the bag this season, mate.
You know, fellas, you'd have to be absolutely off your fair dinkum dial if anyone did not pick up Barry Mitchell's son.
Mitchell's son.
Tommy Mitchell from the Sydney Football Club. Must be said, one of the most hyped midfield rookies in recent memory to come in mid-season. 87... then 126, Wayno. He's come out like a bull out of a bloody gate, hasn't he?
Yes, Jock. We have just seen a stunning rise from Tom Nichols.
Metriotic.
And in the following week, young Barry Mitchell's son, Tom, will eclipse that rise.
Yeah.
Excellent call, Wayno. Who will you be bringing him in for?
That's the problem, fellas. Look, if you asked me last week, it would have been the Jager Bomb, no worries. But now I'm sort of like, oh, gee whiz, do I keep him or not? Or I've got Brad Crouch, I've got the Crouch on the bench, so do I get rid of him? I'm not real sure. What do you reckon, fellas?
It's a very good question, and it leads to the big question around Jager O'Meara. Now, Wayno, Jordan Young on Facebook today came out and said, after this week, I'll be trading O'Meara for a premium who's had his bye round, and we'll go into that later. But many people are asking the question about Jager O'Meara. Look, my opinion, Wayne, is he needs to go. If you want to keep him, he's for a backup player. Now, that's too much cash just to sit on your bench for mine. Come this part of the season, I'd like to see proven long-term premiums on field. So I'm going to advocate for O'Meara to go.
A Jock.
And with Mitchell there, it's a perfect bloody time.
Jock, O'Meara could be a starting premium.
Don't agree with that, Nick.
His form has been significant. Those wanting to get to their premium squad early could be considering keeping O'Meara, the likes of Goods and Brandon Ellis in the back line. Even a sneaky Danaher could be an on-field keeper.
What do you fellas reckon about Joe Danaher, fella? Do you reckon he's going to be any good or what?
Saw him in round 11. Must say I thought he was a bit greener in the bloody ears. What was your call on Joey Danaher, Hig?
Excellent, Jock. Presented well. Will get many games. Proved that he is up to standard and gaining in confidence in each performance. I would think that following his bye, he may be an excellent cash-generating device.
Great. Look, thank you, Wayno, for the call, mate, as always. Have yourself a good week. And what about the intro, mate? Is it true you might try another one on? What's going to happen, Shan?
That's what... There's going to be one more Uncle Doc, then I'm going to get the community to... They've got to vote which one's the best one, and then we're just going to stick with that one. All right, fellas?
Magnificent. Look, thank you again, Wayno. Look forward to conversing with you on the Twitter, mate.
No worries, fellas.
See you, mate.
A farewell, Wayno.
Okay, you play my bloody song again, Mr. Jock. This bloody, you remember me? O'Meara, take bloody money and run. You take money. You take money to, Barry Mitchell-san, Tom.
Absolutely. The time's nigh.
You make 320,000.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll get back.
Welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get back to Geordie Young's question here. He'll be trading O'Meara for a premium. Who's had his buy round? Who to go for, though? And he's saying Kennedy, and we've got Selwood, or one of the Freo boys, and money's not an issue. And I like the fact he says money's not an issue when we're talking premium midfield. You know, the premium Hereford Bulls, you don't want to stuff around too much at the pointy end with these blokes, do
excellent,
you?
Excellent gaming strategy. Trent Cotchin had a quiet game for 103. He would be considered a premium upgrade. However, a 140 break even could be wait another week.
Yeah, so they've got Western Bulldogs and St Kilda after that, so that could be a very good option. Is he carrying some sort of niggle?
Maybe, Mr. Jock. I want to pump up your bloody tyre.
Sure, mate.
Your big, beautiful man. Mm. You say me David Mundy, gun. Mm. He score 139.
Yeah.
He bloody keeper. He price 530.
Mm.
Cheaper than bloody Cotchin.
Yeah.
He gun.
Look, Sam referred to me as a father of fantasy. Sam referred to me as an oracle. Sam referred to me as a man who lifts spirits and lifts fantasy footballers to become better fantasy footballers than they were born to be. I'll leave that up to the community to judge. Came out with a magnificent game. 2 goals, 27 possessions, 11 contested. He's gone up 20 grand. Do you think the time's a little bit late for David Mundy?
No, Jock. Outstanding player. One who I think is worth considering. Especially. Over Cochin is Brett Deludio, Jock.
Yeah.
Break even of 49 now. You will get him for around 560. He will come home like a proverbial very fast train.
He's almost, what, 65 grand cheaper than he was round one. Loved how he had a bit of half back action as well. Sort of run a bit loose off half back. Got his bloody head of steam up before they tagged him later in the game, but the damage was bloody done. He was magnificent. So would you go having a look at Deludio, Cochin, and we've talked about these two hand in hand for many bloody weeks. Would you go?
I see man down my gym.
Oh, yeah.
I like point of difference.
Yes.
I like point of difference.
Yes.
Kieran bloody Jack. He gone.
He's magnificent.
He gone. He scored 126 last time. Average 112 over last five game.
Yeah.
He won look at. Gone.
Absolutely. Look, I agree with you, Crouching Tiger, but we asked you a question, mate, about your beloved Tiger boys, you know?
Yes, Mr. Jock.
I know, you know, we got off on the wrong foot earlier on in this podcast, mate, but Cochin or Deludio, mate?
If I could jump in
absolutely
there,
Jock. Absolutely,
I did forecast Deludio being a slightly better pick in the preseason, and I stand by that.
Well, that's proved to come to fruition, hasn't it?
Averaged 125 in the last four, Jock.
That's significant, isn't it? Plenty of people talking about Joel Selwood. You know, he's 136 grand cheaper than he was if you got him pre-season.
Oh.
What do we think about Joel Selwood?
He less than bloody 500. He a cheap pinch hitter.
He's coming off 137 in his last
Jock,
game. Yeah.
We must take note of Joel's high standard deviation of scoring.
Oh, these are the derivatives you're talking about, Jimmy. Yeah.
High scores of 140, 137. Low scores of a couple of 74s and 87. Joel struggling somewhat with hard tags this year, Jock.
And also, I know you talk about standard deviations, but I'm also seeing high scores with quite low scores in between those as well, you know, which leads me to say that you'll ride the highs, but you'll also ride the lows.
Jock,
yeah,
that is referring to the standard deviation.
Yeah, you mentioned deviations, mate. I'm simply saying to you that he's had high scores, but also very low scores.
Would you
So in between, there's not too many.
Jock, let's move on.
Sure, Sam.
Would you consider Nick Del Santo, 450, a break even of 30, has averaged 107 in his last three and has the demons next week, Jock?
Well, I haven't seen him as poor as this since he began playing for the St Kilda Football Club, which I put down to his bloody attitude.
He scored bloody 129 last game.
Yes, that's all I've seen. He's had 104, then 129. If I was one of those players that was really struggling to get a point of difference and getting some wins on the board, maybe a little bit low of coin, maybe I've got Jager O'Meara without too much cash and I desperately need to stuff, I might consider him. But if I'm up at the pointy end, I'm flying home, I'm in the top six or so in my league, I think it's a high-risk buy-in, even though he is 450,000. If you're going to go a premium, I'd prefer your stuff, you know, someone who's up and flying. What about Joshy Kennedy from Sydney? He's 540, so that's only 90 grand more expensive than Nicky Del Santo. And if you look at his outputs, he's had five games above 125 this season and only three games less than 100. So what about Joshy Kennedy, gentlemen?
Yes, Jock, agree very much with that call.
Yeah.
Break even 106, quite achievable. I have a scenario for you, Jock.
Sure, mate.
In fact, it will cut to the bone.
Yes.
What if you happen to be carrying Murphy and Mitch Robinson? What would you do, Jock?
Yes, I am. I'm bloody carrying both of them, mate.
Dearie me.
Thanks for bringing it up. Here you go.
What will you do, Jock?
You know what I do as a father of fantasy football? I set an example. And I look bloody Mark Murphy square in the eye and I look Mitch Robinson and I say, thank you, gentlemen. I'm sorry for your adversities, but thank you for this growth opportunity that you've presented with me.
Oh.
Sam would say, oh, hell, I'm going to drop me bloody bundle. Do you reckon I'm dropping me bundle, Hig? Of course I'm bloody not.
No, Jock.
I'm looking them square in the eye and I'm seeing massive opportunity here.
Oh.
Mitchie Robinson, I've got up there, he's bled a bit of cash, he's still worth 440, and I'm just licking me chops at all those forward opportunities that I can take. His shoulder's buggered, isn't it? I don't think he'll be coming
Jock,
back.
I think he might spend a month on the boundary line.
Poor old bloody Mark Murphy
has
got knocked
the
to kingdom come
this week, along with your Mark Murphy.
Yeah, well, Mark Murphy gives me opportunity now to go shopping for one of these boys. You know, I'm probably thinking, look, Joshy Kennedy from Sydney, he's going to make me stronger. So in adversities, you know, in derivations like you talk about before, in standard deviation time, you know, when there's standard deviation, some people deviate towards becoming great.
You're beautiful, bloody man. Can I wipe those tears from your big, bloody, puffy eye?
They're not the tears of inspiration, mate. Oh. I love the opportunities this game gives us to build our character. Well, thank you for bringing that up, Higo. Higo, you yourself this week, just quietly, son. Where are you? You're getting towards a very pointy end. You're 60th or something, aren't you?
No, Jock. Moving into the top 500.
Significantly.
Given my careful planning... We'll be full primo after the next bye round, hoping to crack top 200.
That's fantastic. Couple of other boys, Hig, while we're on the midfields here, who have had their buys and who are in sparkling form. Griffin, Ryan Griffin, he came out with 125. He's worth 637K. Is he worth the bloody coin?
This bloody nonsense.
He's flying the coop, hasn't he?
It's crazy talk. You bloody buy cheap man who have buy, not bloody big buffhead man who only score big bloody shit team man.
You've been burnt by the Griff man, Crouching Tiger.
I smart man too, Mr. Chop.
Yeah. What about Barlow? One more, Michael Barlow. He's up now around 585,000. Break even of 70, coming off a 32 possession game. Is it too late for Barlow?
No, not at all, Jock. Outstanding player, and yes, Fremantle, as you have pontificated, is the team with a soft finals run. Would not hesitate to include Barlow and Mundy to your pool of premiums.
Now, Crouching One, it's been common knowledge for many times that you're one of the wisest fantasy football heads in the nation. And
I'm not bloody wise this week. I forget to check my bloody team. Last week I used loophole Captain McDuffield, who have bye, take Galliabla.
Yeah.
Forget to change team. I get Captain Duffield 70 bloody point.
Yeah, you've got lots of responsibilities at your dojo, haven't you?
Yes,
you
know, master.
The gym's been very bloody busy. Now, Ivan Merrick. Now, amidst a sea of uncertainty, amidst a sea of low scoring, you identified Ivan as having turned the tide, and did he turn the tide on the weekend with 124 points? Well done, son. Great call for the community.
Yes, good call. Merrick at 461.
Yeah.
Jock, those still running with Jacobs inspire us.
Yeah, Jaden O'Callaghan. G'day, Jaden. Thank you for the question, mate. Source Jacobs to Merrick, a good idea. Matthew Brizzes then said, yeah, Source Jacobs, what do we do with him? So people are still clinging on to poor old Source Jacobs here. I still have to say that if you've got Source Jacobs in the ruck and you still need to upgrade rookies to premiums on other lines, you upgrade your rookies and build premiums in other positions before you worry about Source Jacobs. However, Higo, I might ask you this one. Let's say Source Jacobs, you've got a team full of bloody premiums at this stage of the season. Source Jacobs standing out there like a sore thumb underperforming in your racks. Would you consider going Source Jacobs to Ivan Merrick?
Trade-dependent Jock. Yeah. Those with 10 trades post-buy would be running a risk. However, success in this game is built upon risk. I personally traded out Vlastun, I traded out Alice, and I am about to turn a high-performing Aaron Black into Nick Natanui.
Isn't that just a blueprint for people at the very pointy end of Supercoach?
The Steve Miller Band got it right, Jock, and they were singing about Supercoach trading strategy.
Yeah, it's all about taking money and run. But on that topic, isn't it just important just to back your instinctiveness in this game?
You bloody stink, all right, Mr. Jock.
No, no, instinctiveness, mate. It's about having a hunch about a player. Having that backed up with your own personal research, re-statistical analysis.
Yes,
and
Jock.
Like you with Brendan Ellis. It's often, you know, the less treaded path that can lead to glory.
An innate sense of what is right, what is just, what will get you your league win.
I think that would be a sixth sense, wouldn't it, mate? Not an eighth, because there's five senses.
No,
that would be your sixth one, mate.
Innate, referring to that which we are born with.
Yeah, we're born with five. Here you go. I would have thought you'd be on top of that, mate. Not the eighth sense, it'd be the sixth.
Shall we carry on, Jock?
Absolutely, son.
Two very disappointing defenders in Hanley and Hartlett.
Yeah.
Do we hold, Jock?
I think you hold. Personally, if you've got both of those boys, I'm happy that they are premium options in a very weak defence line, a.k.a. they could well finish in your top five defenders, so I'd hold them. But, look, especially with the Hanley boy, I wouldn't look to get him in because his break-even's right up about 160. He is copping a hard tag at the moment, but I do feel that he could be a good long-term option as well. Of course, they've got a very good run home. They've still to play Gold Coast, Melbourne, Port, Greater Western Sydney and the Bulldogs. So, look, I'm not unhappy at all about Pierce Hanley's prospects.
Okay, I have bloody question for you, Higo.
Yes, Crouching.
Okay, you say you before you want turn Adam Black into Nick Nat. Why not you take bloody money and run and turn Adam Black into Joe Danaher.
Smoking Joe Danaher.
Oh.
We've seen a fair bit of talent in this kid now, haven't we?
Yes, Joe. Quite an outstanding downgrade who has come to those needy super coaches at precisely the right time of year.
Mm.
Post his bye,
yeah,
he will be another giant cash injection to your team.
Around 150 grand, but look, he could be worth it if the Essendon Football Club keep faith in him and play many games. And I think they might give him quite a few games in the remainder of the season, gentlemen. And of course, that flicks us up forward now. I said a little bit earlier in this casting of the pod about those who are at the pointy end, and they'll identify value where many just wouldn't even realise it's looking them right in the face. Now, I've got a bit of a left field one for you here. He's one of the old fellas. He's an old plug. He plays at the Sydney Football Club. He's a mid forward, and he's $340,000. And his name is Jude Bolden.
Oh, discuss. This bloody crazy talk, Mr. Jock.
I'm putting it out there, mate.
He only averaged bloody 64 point last five games.
Yes, correct.
He dropped in value 160 for bloody good reason. He's bad.
You're not spud, mate.
He only turned up one time this year.
Well, look, personally, I'm not going to bring Jude Bolton into me bloody team, but again, like I said with Nicky Del Santo, if I was real strapped back against the wall, we know he's got the capability to do it. If he gets a good run of fitness, his body feels good. I'm just putting it out there, mate.
I would like to put one out there, Jock.
Yes.
The Tomahawk, slightly more expensive at 386, has been struggling somewhat. But just remember, last year he averaged over 113 points on the run home with some Goliath 140 plus scores. He could be relevant to those, as you say, cash strapped super coaches.
Very valid identification there. He has been quite disappointing, yes, but he could come home. What's he worth, mate?
Where is he? 386, mate.
Hmm. Could come home with a run. That's another very relevant one. Another one of the old blokes from the Sydney Football Club whose buys behind him, who at 136, is Ryan O'Keefe. Averaged 106 this season, 530 grand. He's, you know, 25 grand cheaper than he was round one. I can see him coming home quite strongly as well, and he could be a very reliable option for those looking for a forward premium.
Oh, you say Buddy Franklin got sore bloody hand, Mr. Jock.
Is that what that bloody glove's about?
He have glove, he have strap. I watch him bloody cry when he land on hand. He not going for big mark.
Yeah.
But he still scored 124.
Four sausage rolls.
I think bloody dangerous pick.
Yeah, Well, you reckon the fitness is the big cloud on Lance at the moment?
Oh, he's hand stuff. He maybe have break soon.
It's almost perfect storm. He's got the fitness concerns, the contractual concerns, concerns re-hairstyle, concerns re-use of glove. It just seems to be a lot going on with Lance Buddy Franklin, doesn't there?
Yes, agreed, Jock. I do have a Buddy. He's break-even now at 63, so a significant risk trading him in. But, of course, hold those that have him.
And what about Buddy's buddy, Jared Roughhead from the Hawthorne Football Club? Ruck and forward. His last 5, he's averaged 107 now. Seems to be going somewhat under the radar.
Yes, and he is the swingman, Jock. Ruck forwards this year are proving to be the key winning strategy.
I see bloody Jenna play well on weekend, Mr. Jock.
Jenna, yeah?
Yes.
Ain't no. Who's Jenna? Got no idea you're talking about.
Bloody Talia.
Michael Talia.
Ah, Jenna Talia.
Oh, Jenna Talia, look, this thing here.
Jock.
You're a bloody beauty. He's 270 grand. What's he been doing, mate?
69 and 95, Jock, in his first 2 games on the bubble, 30 possessions at 80% efficiency. A very left-field, interesting pick.
Yeah, so of course, Western Bulldogs, buy out of the way. Look for Michael Genitalia. My respects for that, Crouching.
Welcome.
Another one of those beautiful left-field selections. Righto, who feels like a dance?
Okay, welcome, I dance.
Let's have the quick whip around at the end of the podcast. But let's, when it's your break, you know, I want complete focus here, Hig. Creation, when it's your break, let's do some Cossack bloody dancing.
Oh, excellent, Jock.
What about Brian Lake? Hey, 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 defender. Scored 91 and 98 in his last 2. 413 grand, 46 break even. Have a look at him.
Lord Minson, don't get sucked in.
Hoi! Hoi, there, Toddy Yellowstein. Must be the form ruckman of the competition. He's 117, 120, break even at 88. Get on, bloody Toddy Goldstein, he's had his boy.
Oh, this is good. Damn bloody Zorko. Get that kick, I kick your ass. Hoi!
What about a little couple of roughies? What about Heathy Scotland? You know, he's down to 410 grand. He's got to bloody turn his form at some point.
Jock, you're sweating, mate.
It's wonderful.
Nick Nat and Yuri, welcome to my team, Nick Nat.
You go, you're dancing like a bloody champion, son.
What can I think? Can you? Mitchell, son, you get game, please.
Why'd they bloody drop him? What about Michael Hurley? 280 grand.
Ridiculous call on Hurley, Jock. Hoi!
Wonder if Blaine Wilson will get a game.
Oh, the bloody hell, Blaine Wilson.
West Coast defender.
Never bloody heard of him. Hoi! this enough, I tell you.
89 last week.
You're sweating like bloody pig. This enough, this.
You can dance like I've never bloody seen, Crouchy.
You see, you sent me. Oh, the salt vinegar chip just fall out your stomach. The fat roll.
Excellent, Jock. I very much enjoyed that dance and that podcast.
Thank you, Higo. Wonderful to have you here as always, mate.
Agreed.
Crouching One, your wisdom knows no boundaries, mate.
Fuck on.
Community, have yourself a wonderful week of fantasy football, one bloody bye to go. I'm Jock Reynolds.